in the Desert, hour two here. I'm with your hosts, Matt Eumanns, Tim Murray, and Vinny Maiulo has joined us, thankfully. I can't talk enough about this Monday night football game.
Thankfully.
No shade, Tim.
I mean, I love Vinny, but come on, what does that mean? What does that mean about me?
All right, let's talk Monday Night Football. Chiefs, Ravens.
Yeah, let's thankfully talk about Monday Night Football.
Thankfully, the Ravens opened at 2.5-point favorites, are now up to 3.5 points. The Chiefs have covered 10 straight games before last week's non-covering win. Do they bounce back and cover tonight or even win straight up? I'm going to ask Vinny because we already heard Matt and Tim talk about this one.
Well, as I always say, don't ask me who I like. Ask me who I need.
Okay, who do you need?
We need the under. This is one of those games. Remember last week we were talking about the scenarios, no matter which side won.
Right.
Wasn't particularly great for the house. But tonight, I think we got good two-way action at the number. And you've got the two highest-rated power rated teams in our rankings as well. So great game. We're gonna need the under though to prevail.
I was going to say that total up to 54.5 on DraftKings. That's also Caesars, the Mirage, 93% of the handle and 92% of the bets on the over. After a 9-5 showing yesterday, the overs are now 29-18. That's 62% overall this season. That's according to Josh Applebaum on our VSiN daily email, which you can sign up for free. Big bet came in from BetMGM today, according to Ben Fox on Twitter, $95,000 on the over at 54.5. Tim, what do you think? Over or under?
You can't play the unders right now, Vinny.
No. Just bet the overs and go to the window.
Yeah.
Just
I was sitting in my temporary digs last night, and I looked over, and I'm like, why am I not just blindly betting overs, Vinny? I mean, that's right now, that's just the way to go.
Public is all over. Over. Actually, over. We were at 55.5. Just took a bet on the under. So went to 55. So.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Obviously not going to be easy running on the Ravens for Kansas City tonight. Last week, the Ravens allowed just 51 rushing yards on 17 carries, 3 yards per rush. Although it was against the Texans, one of Matt's favorite coaches, Bill O'Brien. They actually rank second to last in rushing yards per game, so not necessarily a good litmus test there. DraftKings has the Chiefs rookie running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire rushing prop set at over under 64.5 yards with the over at plus 108. Tim, does that look tempting to you?
I would lean under on rushing yards. Total yards, maybe a little bit different.
Okay.
This could be an opportunity for him catching the ball out of the backfield. Mention the corners for Baltimore that are a massive strength. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who had that big coming out party in week one against Houston, had such a monster game. Everyone was saying a lock for rookie of the year. And then, you know, things tempered down a little bit when it came to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So I would lean under on the rushing yards. Rush receiving prop maybe there for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Over 25.5 receiving yards. Mm-hmm. I would lean over on receiving yards for Edwards-Helaire coming out of the backfield. But rushing yards, I would tend to lean under on him.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. On the other hand, Chiefs rush defense is ranked 30th overall right now, and the Ravens have Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram, Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins all ready to rush on them. Ingram's total yards prop, total yards, is over under 65.5 yards with minus 112 on both sides. With this Ravens rush attack, do you see them wearing down the Chiefs defense, maybe controlling that time of possession?
Yeah, I think this could be an opportunity where Mark Ingram has a pretty solid day.
Mm-hmm.
He's only had 19 carries through the first 2 weeks of the season. And one thing that you do have to worry about, as you see it at 49.5, I mean, if you could get it at 49.5, that's a pretty good number. I checked earlier today, Westgate had a 53.5. So if it's still there, it might have been bet up. That's a bet Rivers. But I would lean over for Mark Ingram, even though You mentioned, Danielle, you've got Gus Edwards, you've mm-hmm. got Lamar Jackson, you've got J.K. Dobbins. So there's a lot of horses in the backfield there, but I think Mark Ingram could have a potential solid day for the Ravens to establish that run game. Control,
okay.
Try to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field mm-hmm. as long as possible.
Right, that's the goal. Last season, the Titans upset the Ravens in the divisional round, and we never got to see that MVP versus MVP rematch. I'm sure Andy Reid was very thankful for that. So I have to ask you guys, with the game on the line, which one of these coaches do you trust, Andy Reid or John Harbaugh?
I'm going to say first, Harbaugh is the coach I trust the most, but Mahomes is still the quarterback I trust the most.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And because of that, I want Mahomes. I mean, I would take the Mahomes-Reid tandem over Lamar Harbaugh because I like Mahomes better.
Great coaching matchup, great team matchup. Give the edge to the home team.
All right. Well, we're going to find out very shortly. We have more My Guys in the Desert coming your way in just a sec.
All right, back here on My Guys in the Desert from the South Point Sportsbook on a Monday. Brent Musburger will join us Wednesday as we go over the Westgate Super Contest lines with John Murray from the Superbook. VSIN Vinny, Vinny Maiulo in with us now. Tim Murray, we have a special guest on the line to talk about a special game tonight. Well, it's going to be one of the games of the year in the NFL, we certainly think. And right now, the Baltimore Ravens, 3.5-point favorites over the Kansas City Chiefs, total of 55 or 55 and a half.
Yeah, we'll bring in Jason Lockenfora here in just a moment. Vinny, before we hit the phone lines, anybody betting the under here tonight?
General public is not betting the under. Professionals are betting the under. More seasoned bettors waiting for it to go up. Like I said, we went to 55 and a half a little while ago, and then just back to 55. So general public on the Chiefs and or Ravens to the over, as well as carryover parlays. That's no real surprise.
Yeah, with the trend right now where the early games went 7-1 to the over, the afternoon games had some decent underplay, but then Sunday Night Football eases to the over. Right now, if you're Joe Public, especially when you see Mahomes, when you mm-hmm. see Jackson, when you see the trends of overs, last year's game in this particular series, Vinny, 33-28, that's an over. Why would you want to play under? That's no fun.
And this particular time of year, right? I mean, we're still in the first month of the season. These two teams have only played two games without a preseason, too. The offenses seem to be more in sync. So, look, it's difficult to bet. You're just waiting, though, for it to get as yeah. high as you can and then go contrarian. But last night, late move to the Packers and the over, for sure.
And one thing, when it comes to totals, you know, I think a lot of people are wondering, are you guys going to drastically adjust? You know, things will even out.
Yeah, I mean, I've always said, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. The other question is, too, that we'll get asked in this case here is, why don't you just take as much money on the under as possible, right?
Right.
Well, look, you're already in a liability situation with this with the game tonight. So you don't want to give everything away. You still want to have a decision. You want to have a result available that you can benefit from. So we'll take some money to the under, but at the end of the day, we'll still need the under.
Huge Monday Night Football matchup. It is My Guys in the Desert. My Matt Eumanns, Tim Murray, Vinny Maiulo here in studio. And let's bring in Jason Lockenfora, CBS Sports NFL insider, also host on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. JLC, when Vinny walked in, he goes, I just want to know, what's the best place that you go to for crab cakes? Are you a Jimmy's guy? You got a spot there in Charm City that's your go-to spot?
Jimmy's is great. It's a little bit. We don't look. I'm an old man with three kids and a dog. So even like 25 minutes on the Beltway for me is like, that's all the way on the other side of town. There's a great spot called Pappas that is about 5 minutes from us on Taylor Avenue, and their crab cakes are pretty legit.
Well, as you know, as we've been talking about, and it feels like a trap, Vinny, right? When you see 3.5, mm-hmm. you see Patrick Mahomes getting that hook, no matter where he could be playing on the moon, and you're like, oh, I get Patrick Mahomes on sale. So, Jason, I'm sure you guys have been breaking this down, this game down every way to Sunday. Why are the Ravens tonight going to take care of business against Kansas City?
Well, I you seem more confident than me.
I'm not playing this game, Jason.
If I had to pick it, I would lean a little bit to the Ravens. I'm not sure they cover. This has been a tough matchup for them. Now they've transformed themselves, at least on paper, from the unit that got gouged by these guys a year ago, and a lot of the faces have changed, especially on defense. And I do think the secondary is markedly better, but I still don't know about the pass rush. Calais Campbell, Father Time's undefeated. You know, through 2 weeks, he's played really well. He stands up against the run. He knocks balls down. Haven't seen a lot of penetration. They don't get a lot of penetration still unless they bring, five, six, or seven. You just can't live that way. The normal Wink Martindale template, I just don't think works against this kid. I really don't know what works against this kid, but I do know if you let him pick you apart, because you're blitzing linebackers and safeties and corners all the time, he's going to beat you more than you beat him. So I wonder if they play a lot more zone than we think. They certainly have a lot of individuals on the back end who I like. But you could play a near-perfect game against Kansas City and still lose. Offensively, I think the Ravens do have a big advantage running the ball. Now, do they come out running? Do they throw to set up the pass? Do they show off a guy like Hollywood Brown a little bit early, who's markedly more healthy now than he was when these teams played a year ago, and then try to force Spagnuolo to defend, to sort of get out of his base and maybe have to do some things different on the back end, which opens up the box. It'll be fascinating. But Baltimore's won comprehensively in both their games. I do think Baltimore, should they choose to, can grind this game out, time of possession. And last year, Lamar Jackson was the best red zone quarterback in the NFL. If they can run on him between the 20s and Lamar finishes drives, which he did in his MVP season, I think they could find a way to be a Justin Tucker field goal better than these guys. I mean, I'm thinking 33-30, 33-31, 34-31. I keep coming back to something like that. But I just think if it's a day where Mahomes is unstoppable and Calais Campbell looks like he's 36 and Matt Judon is still a nice player but not a real elite pass rusher, and they can't get pressure unless they have to bring the house, that could swing things in a whole other direction.
Just another over, Jason. I get it. All right.
That's what I'm thinking.
We'll adjust that total up a little more here as we speak. Jason, let me ask you, obviously these are two teams that have enjoyed significant home field advantages, particularly in recent years. The Chiefs have always had it. The Ravens have developed it with no fans here. What's your sense in speaking with coaches and players to not having fans at the games, and how it's affecting the players and the coaching staff so far in this young season?
I mean, it's weird. It's a different energy. These guys were at home for the opener against Cleveland, and while Cleveland isn't Kansas City, it's still a home opener against a division opponent, an opponent, that whipped them no less last year. I think normally there would have been a certain vibe and energy to that game, and there just wasn't, but they went about their business and systematically destroyed an inferior opponent. I do think it helps the road team. Patrick Mahomes is somebody who's playing games with his voice. It's so quiet in there. He's doing hard counts. He's doing different things with the counts. In the Chargers game, it negated an interception because he got him to jump. And otherwise, the Chargers won that play. But, he got him, pre-snap. So, does that factor in because it'll be so quiet? It's definitely a different vibe in this city today. I mean, Baltimore doesn't get that many Monday night football games. And normally, everybody would be a buzz. You'd see all the kids at the bus stops with their Raven stuff on in purple. And, the bars would be packed downtown from noon on. It's not happening. I think it negates it a little bit. They are letting 250 friends and family in. And, I mean, not that that's going to make, obviously, any kind of substantial noise, but at least these guys will be able to make eye contact with some of their loved ones. They'll see them, sitting down by the field, and, maybe that, does something. But I think it just is what it is when it comes to this stuff. And especially some of the home dome teams I found have suffered. It's only a small sample size, but – you think of Minnesota at home, and maybe some of these are just bad teams. But I do think it's affecting some teams differently.
Jason Lockenfora with us, CBS Sports NFL Insider. All right, 3.5 the number. Ravens minus 175 on the money line. Vinny, did you say there was a decent-sized bet that came in here under the total at the South Point today?
Yeah, under 55.5. And again, more professional money betting the under. When you see a bet on the under, that's not the casual fan. That's certainly not public money. That's professionals that are waiting for it to peak, and they've told us, okay, that's probably where it's gonna peak at, a 55.5. So, yeah.
Jason, if there's a defense in the NFL or a coach, talk about John Harbaugh, maybe Bill Belichick, are the Ravens maybe best built? Is this Baltimore defense best built to slow down Patrick Mahomes, do you think?
Well, I think if they had a Bosa and Ingram tandem coming off the edge, they'd be a little better. I mean, again, we're talking about, you know, a Tyus Bowser who's starting to come into his own, but is by no means an established NFL pass rusher. You know, you're talking about guys on the edge like Pernell McPhee, you know, Jihad Ward. I mean, these are guys who make some plays, but they're not going to command a double team. You know, Judon is their big guy, and he can get you double-digit sacks, but it's very hit or miss, and he's more like a Clowney than he is a Bosa. So that's sort of still the missing ingredient here, and they've drafted some kids who just haven't really panned out. And they brought in Calais Campbell, but, you know, Calais is going to move around. He'll try to collapse you from the inside. You know, they'll run some twists and stunts with him. But I don't think Calais Campbell is going to be out there on the edge for 70 snaps. Now, I do think they should move him around and get him matched up on Fisher a little bit. I take my shots with him more on Fisher than Schwartz, the left tackle instead of the right. And, we'll see how I'll put it to you this way. The D coordinator there, Wink Martindale, has had to do a whole lot more with less than this group in the past, but individual pass rushing brilliance and you know, guys who can come off the edge and wreak havoc, that's not what this defense is. The secondary is tremendous,
right?
And he's got a lot of versatile pieces out there, but I don't know if this is a day again where you want to be blitzing Marlon Humphrey four times, you know, that you want to be blitzing Chuck Clark and some of these guys, Deshaun Elliott. I just don't know that flies against this quarterback.
You know, it's interesting. This doesn't have anything to do with tonight's game, but I watched the Dallas defense just get destroyed on the back end yesterday, and I wonder what was behind Earl Thomas being let go by the Ravens, and why haven't the Cowboys picked him up?
Probably because they've done their homework. Dick Cass, the team president of the Ravens, used to work for Jerry Jones. I'd have to think a conversation took place there. And if it did, it would probably be enough to scare Jerry off. I mean, he was not a good teammate. His performance on the field suffered. He didn't really buy into their defense. He's a guy who wanted to freelance, wanted to run around and make his plays, and they just got sick of it here. And when he was called out on it in training camp, he threw a punch at Chuck Clark, probably the most popular guy on the team. He's notoriously showing up late, not putting the time in the meeting rooms, showing up not necessarily ready to go to work, a lot of excuses for what he could and couldn't do. Surly. I mean, the players went to Harbaugh after that and said, look, we have this leadership council. You say our voice matters. We know we don't have a great cap situation. You guys figure this out. But we're a better team with this guy out than with him in. And if you make this move, we're going to coach this kid Deshaun Elliott up, and he's going to be a better player and a better teammate than Earl was here. And that's pretty much the coaches saw it for what it was, and they moved on from him, and no one's picked him up since. I know he's going to work out for the Texans. And they probably are desperate enough, and also when the coach is the GM and is maybe, you know, struggling at either job, much less both, I could see him rolling the dice. But I don't think it'll go that well. Unless Earl has really cleaned up his act in the last 3 weeks, I don't think he's going to be making that 0-3 team in Houston much better if they were to sign him.
Ben, once again with Jason Locken for us, CBS Sports NFL insider and host on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Jason, a prop we've looked at, and I'm intrigued to lean over here, even though Mark Ingram has had just 19 carries this year. You think about the struggles that the Chiefs have had slowing down the run, and also the idea of keeping Patrick Mahomes off the field. Over-under set at 53.5 yards for Mark Ingram. Does he get the ball a bunch this evening, or does Baltimore diversify with Dobbins and Jackson and Gus Edwards?
I mean, I think he certainly could. The guy I'm intrigued by in this one is Gus Edwards, and I don't know if you can get Gus. I guess out there you could probably get a bet on anything. I don't know if you can get action on Gus Edwards' touches or Gus Edwards' yardage, and I shouldn't even really say touches because it'll be carries. He doesn't really factor in the pass game. But there's certain formations that I think for this team will work very well against that defense that involve a fullback, that involve Nick Boyle, their blocking tight end, and a pistol set. And a lot of times it's Gus Edwards in that particular formation. A lot of times Gus is the guy who does the heavy damage and who comes in with the power. If you go watch the second half of their game against the Texans, the fullback Ricard was on for more than 50% of the snaps, and a lot of the sort of bloodletting was done when Gus Edwards was in there, 11, 15, 22. You know, Dobbins, they like him a lot, but I don't know how much they trust him in pass protection. And every time Lamar was getting hit in the last game, it was when 27 was out there. I don't know if he was leaving for the flats too soon. A couple times, he certainly abandoned his blocking assignments. He got run over by Zach Cunningham, the linebacker, once. I just have a gut feeling. This is not – no one's told me this. I'm not – you know, I don't know. I don't have inside information on this. But I could see Dobbins having less of a role and maybe a little more for Gus Edwards if they decide they want to bulldoze these guys. And I think, again, that is a viable way, whether they want to come out doing that stuff and start wearing Chris Jones and those guys out early, or whether they want to show off Lamar early and hit Hollywood a few times and say, what are you going to do now? You better double him all the time. You better double Andrews. So what does that do to the box? And now we'll just give you Gus Edwards and Ingram all day long.
Jason, I'm going to play bookmaker here for so 30 seconds. I'm looking at a live feed. It looks like it's raining there. What's the wind like? That's more important.
I was just going to say we had a storm come across my house, and it was storming when this interview started. And I didn't bring it up because it stopped already. So I was like, I'm not even going to throw it out there because it's changed in the 5 minutes I've been talking to you guys. So,
total stays high.
Yeah, I guess we're okay.
Weather not going to be a factor. Thanks, Vinny. Good question. Jason Lockham for it. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the time.
You got it, guys. Enjoy the game.
All right, back in a couple minutes with top plays for tonight and maybe a couple for Tuesday in baseball.
Welcome back to the Indeed.com studio. Find the high-impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high-impact. You'll find lots of great candidates and no long-term contracts at Indeed.com/high-impact. Matt, let's talk top plays.
All right, let's do it. We're going to start with tonight's game, see if Tim has a play tonight. And Tim, recap the weekend.
All right, the weekend was a mixed bag, I would say. Got that Thursday night Lakers first half cover where, Matt, you declared me off the schneid. And then Saturday, Georgia Tech Syracuse under did not come home because Georgia Tech can't tackle. Iowa State, very fortunate. Thank you, Gary Patterson, for not electing to kick a field goal. And as Vinny told me, you got to play.
TCU scored on the last play of the game.
And on a what? From the 35?
Yeah, about 30-yard TD pass and did not kick the PAT.
Yeah, we were very fortunate.
First half.
Just like
I know. And Alabama should have played them first half. That was a auto win for 2 years ago. I think 9 straight came home. I played them full game. I lose. Patriots came home. Patriots, Giants, teaser. Did not come home because the Giants are terrible. Tonight, I'm square. I had to. Last night, I'm looking at the app, and I say, I got to play over 54 here.
Okay.
Everything's coming up. It's a primetime game. You know, there might be a couple more flags out there. NFL wants the show. You got Patrick Mahomes. I'm hoping that the Ravens get a little bit of a lead, and then Patrick Mahomes is going to drive down the field. So that's why I leaned over, and I hate playing on the same side as what basically seems everybody. So I'm terrified about that.
Got a better number than exists now. So good. All right.
Yeah.
A lot of people were on the Packers last night. That worked out okay.
Yep.
How about baseball tomorrow? Tim Murray, you have a series play. I have one too, but we're on separate series underdogs.
I thought you were going to say separate sides. I got a little nervous there. I grabbed the Reds plus 125, Matt. Postseason baseball, short series like this, I'm trusting in a stellar starting rotation of Trevor Bauer. Castillo got roughed up in his last start, but you look at the month of September overall, pitched very well. Sonny Gray off the IL. He'll be in that third spot. You got a good bullpen, back end of the bullpen of Garrett, Bradley, and Iglesias. I know the lineup is terrible. I think the Reds have the worst batting average for a team in the playoffs and like a century. But Matt, they finished the year strong, 11-3, won their final 5 series. Braves starting pitching is suspect. Max Fried is going to go game one. He's pitched well, but I'm going with the starting pitching here. It's some plus money. So plus 125, I took the Reds.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Even Max Fried's going to be tough to beat, 7-0.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that'll be a great game one, Bauer and Fried.
Reds are going to be popular dogs because of that that rotation, Trevor Bauer, Luis Castillo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reds are going to be popular. Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
Vinny, before we get to my top plays, I'm thinking about playing the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals Series. And I think we've missed the best number on this. What's the South point at right now in game one and the series, Heat Lakers?
Yep. We did open a 5.5, Matt, so it's down to 5. They did take 5.5. I suspect you may get an opportunity tomorrow, or Wednesday, I should say, between now and Wednesday tip-off to get back up. I mean, we know this is a Laker town. The public will certainly drive this the Laker price back up. Also, 218 right now in the total, a little move to the under. That when you see this number get bet under early, right, 2 days in advance, that's not casual money. That's not public money. That's more professional money. So 5 and 218 right now. The series price, Lakers, $363. So plus 3 to 1. You get 3 to 1 on Miami, and of course, you can bet either team to win in the exact number of games.
Now, that price for the Heat opened a little higher, right? I saw a little bit better than $3 out there at a couple spots. What South?
We opened 4 to 1. Yeah, opened 4 to 1.
Wow.
Plus 4, plus 330, now sitting at $363.
All right. We'll talk more about that the next 2 days. I like the Heat's chances in that series.
Dangerous.
Go to my top plays. Recap the weekend. 1-2 yesterday in the NFL. Patriots winner. Falcons flop in the fourth quarter. That's frustrating. Cowboys +5. Rough the passer on a two-point conversion. Lose by 7. So 1-2 yesterday. College football 3-0-1. Arkansas +28. Led 7-5 at the half and lost by 27. But that's
played the Arkansas team total under. Had a little sweat there, but came home under 12.5.
Texas Tech +18. Loses by 7 in overtime, up 15 with 3 minutes to go in regulation, but that's a winner. Texas Tech, Mississippi State, +17 outright over LSU. Louisville, +3 over Pitt was a push. So 25-14, +10.77 units. Plays for tomorrow, White Sox, Lucas Giolito, -117. You know, the White Sox are 14-0 against left-handed starters. The A's are going to start a lefty tomorrow. I'll go with Giolito in game one for the White Sox. And in the series, Indians +110 over the Yankees. That series price up at the Westgate Superbook today. Talk a little bit more about baseball and explain those plays later here in the show. We'll take a quick break, come back with Vinny Maiulo and Tim Murray.
Your football betting go this weekend. As you know, there's always room to improve your sports betting IQ, and VSiN is here to help you bet smarter this season. Start your 7-day risk-free trial and place your next bet with confidence. Sign up today and you'll get Point Spread Weekly, our digital betting guide with NFL power ratings and consensus picks from our experts, 24/7 live video streaming with full replays of all VSiN shows, the college football betting guide with previews, predictions, and betting strategies, daily emails with best bets from all our shows, hosts, and guests, plus you can always access our parlay calculator, prop bet search engine, and pick tracker on vsin.com. Visit vsin.com/subscribe to start your risk-free trial today. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Matt?
All right, let's get to it. I want to explain those baseball plays. White Sox, Giolito tomorrow, -117 over the Oakland A's. And I mentioned this, the White Sox 14-0 against left-handed starters. This year, they're going to face a lefty that probably in the first two games, Sean Manaea and Jesus Luzardo. The White Sox have averaged 7 runs a game versus lefties. White Sox hitting .285 versus lefties, second best in baseball. In the Oakland A's, the second fewest hits in the American League. Oakland A's heavily dependent on pitching. I like the fact that the White Sox are going to open up against a couple of lefties here, and they're undefeated against lefties this season. Now, Oakland does have a great bullpen. There's no doubt about it. And the White Sox stumbling into the playoffs. White Sox lost 8 of 10 going into the postseason. I don't like that, but I'll play Giolito -117 against a lefty for the A's. And for the Indians, +110 in that series. I looked through some of the Yankees' offensive numbers. for the better hitters in their lineup and the team as a whole. It's scary, dichotomy, the splits. The Yankees are so much better at home offensively than they are on the road. It's a joke. And the Yankees are 11-18 on the road, and this three-game series is in Cleveland. Shane Bieber going to pitch game one, 8-1, 163 ERA, 0.87 whip. And I'll take the Indians at a plus price.
What's that total
beat
at,
the Yankees,
Vinny,
in the series? For,
yeah, Cole and Bieber in game one.
That's going to be at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Six and a half over.
You know, there's a couple books out there, Circa being one, that has that total at six, Vinny.
Six over what, 40?
Six over 120, yeah.
I saw on Saturday.
That game's a pick'em.
I think on Saturday, Vinny, it was Mets, Nationals, seven-game first doubleheader, Scherzer and DeGrom. And it was a total of what, five?
Yeah, five over.
It went over.
Yeah.
But
Well, the interesting thing for the Yankees, Matt, you brought up a great point. They're built for Yankee Stadium, let's face it, right? Yep. The short right field porch. Indians, terrific starting pitching. I mean, the Yankees are going to need the Gerrit Cole of 2019 if they're going to get through this, especially with the best of three here. Indians, they don't hit the ball, but they play a lot of close games. They play a lot of 2-1, 3-2, 1-0 games, so they're used to it, and certainly being at home is to their advantage.
Matt, do you have another certainly intriguing series? I think the Reds-Braves series is going to be fascinating, and I like the Reds there. I think the Indians-Yankee series is great. What about Marlins-Cubs? When you think about, you know, this sprint, right, two games, you got to win two games. You've got a great pitching staff in Marlin. Vinny, what do you have for series price on Marlins? Marlins-Cubs.
The Cubbies, this is a Cub town, 240. So two can get 2-1 for the series.
That's actually a pretty good price in the Marlins. Sixto Sanchez, Pablo Lopez, Sandy Alcantara. The Marlins at 2-1. I'm interested because the Cubs have been in an offensive slump. Tomorrow, we're going to take an in-depth look at all these series prices. The American League starts tomorrow.
Yep.
The National League starts on Wednesday. So we will dive into those MLB series, wild card series, a little bit more. Again, 16 teams, the higher seeded team hosting the wild card, best of three. So these are short series, and it's going to be interesting. MLB win totals. Let's jump into those right now and review what happened. Overachievers, Dodgers, win total of around 37.5 or 38. I use Westgate Superbook numbers for purposes of this chart because I had their closing numbers. Dodgers went over. So did the Rays, 33.5. They finished 40-20. And Vinny, we had two teams win at least 40 games. There was a prop up. On the most wins in Major League Baseball.
Over and under, did you think a team would go over 41.5? And the over was favored. They bet the over.
I think they bet the over.
Yeah, they did.
I saw that open 39.5 or 40.
We used 41.5, and of course, you mentioned the Dodgers, 43 wins. So, yeah.
Padres right up there, 30.5 for the win total. They win 37. The Twins, A's also sneaking over their numbers, as did the Braves. The White Sox bet to 31.5. They won 35. The Indians went over. The Cubs barely over. They were 32.5. They won 34 games. The Toronto Blue Jays, 26.5 for a win total. They won 32 and made the playoffs. The Marlins, 31-29. The win total was 24.5. San Francisco Giants, 25.5. They won 29. The Mariners, the Royals, the Orioles, and the Tigers, also bad teams going over their win totals. But, Vinny, at the Westgate, and I think it's the same here at the South Point because I had the South Point sheet as well. The Tigers and the Cardinals, the bets were refunded, right, because you had to play at least 59 games for action, and the Tigers and Cardinals played 58.
So what happens, Matt? You get a refund on those if you had future or regular season win totals on them. It's pretty amazing when you think about it that the Cardinals did get up to 58, considering there was 17 days early in the season where they didn't play. So for the better part of two and a half weeks, they did have to make up a lot of doubleheaders, which they did. But those two teams, you mentioned it, the Tigers and the Cardinals, they are refunded here at the South Point. Check your house rules wherever you are.
I'm surprised we only had two refunds, to be honest. The way it was trending early on, I'm surprised there's only two refunds.
That's a good point.
A lot of people thought the Marlins and Cardinals wouldn't even get to 50 games.
Right? Yeah.
And they got to 50.
Both are in the playoffs.
actually, the Marlins played 60 and reached the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Tigers and Cardinals played 58.
Yep.
MLB underachievers. Yankees, 37.5. They won 33. Astros 35.5. They won 29. Nationals, I know a lot of people who bet this one. 33.5 was a total, 26-34 the record. The Mets, that's a good bet. Under the total of 32.5, they won 26. Other teams that went under, the Cardinals, again, that's a refund. D-backs, Angels, Phillies. Phillies were really a flop, especially down the stretch. 28-32, they finished. The Red Sox in a rebuilding year, 24-36, under the win total of 30.5. The Reds, actually, the Reds look like they might have gone over the total.
Yeah, 31.
31-29. I don't know. I think there's a mistake there. But the Milwaukee Brewers stayed under. So did the Rangers, the Rockies, and the Pirates, worst team in baseball, 19-41 with a record of 25, or excuse me, win total of 25.5.
And what did you play?
I played the Yankees under.
Twice, right? You doubled down on that. You had two different.
Under 37.5 and 38. I played the Nationals under. I played the Red Sox under. Those are all winners.
Nice.
I lost on the Giants under. Giants were pretty good this year, Vinny.
Listen, they had that awful start, Matt. They had as bad a start, when you think about it, compared to like the Yankees having such a great start, but the Giants were in the they were in a playoff spot up until about a week ago. By the way, the Cincinnati Reds, we used 32, so you want to kind of make sure you pay attention.
I'll double check that. Maybe that was the number on the Reds. Anyway, yeah, that Reds number moved. There was action on the Reds. All right, quick break here on My Guys in the Desert. Come back, take a look at tonight's games.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and new customers receive a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. Use promo code VSIN when you sign up and start betting with the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's that easy. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code VSIN, and get up to $1,000 as a sign-up bonus. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit the DraftKings Sportsbook for full details. Matt?
All right, we were talking about that Bears-Falcons game during the break. That's why I'm in a bad mood.
It's the new the new Lions game. It's week one was the Lions-Bears. Any game that the Bears seem to be involved with.
I can live with yesterday's game because Nick Foles made the comeback. It was not Trubisky, but still.
He's been named, too.
How many times can you bet with a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter? Tim Murray, we were talking about college football futures, and you had at least one, maybe two to mention.
I do, yeah. I have a college football future, and some people might have seen the tweet that David Purdom put out yesterday. A big bet came in at the Westgate Superbook for Alabama to win the title. Better put $250,000 on Alabama to win the national title at 5-1.
You like that bet.
And I also tweeted out on Friday, I made a little visit, and here's me. And I just want to break some news on this show right now, Vinny.
Go ahead.
I did not put $250,000. No, I did not put $250,000. But I do like Alabama.
How many zeros did you take off that $250,000?
A couple.
Okay.
I got a mortgage to pay. Now, you could say, well, you might be getting a little bit more on that mortgage.
Maybe you could pay your mortgage off.
That's a pretty good number. I like that bet.
But, yeah, it's down to, I think it's down to 9-2 after that big bet came in. But when you look at Alabama, I talked about it a little bit on Twitter. They arguably have the best offensive line in the country, Matt. They haven't won a title since 2017. Now, that's only 2 years, but that's still Nick Saban getting upset there. So it's been a little bit of a drought. Mac Jones, I think, is a very serviceable quarterback. And then you think about the wide receivers that they have. They have their leading wide receiver. Their leading wide receiver last year wasn't Henry Ruggs, and it wasn't Jerry Judy. It was Devontae Smith, and he's back, and he played well. Jalen Waddle's back. Najee Harris is back. They brought in Carl Tucker, a grad transfer from UNC, really good linebackers, and Dylan Moses coming back off injury. So, yeah, at 5-1, I felt like there was I thought Ohio State, Clemson, and Alabama, you kind of put them in a bag, Vinny. You pick out one, and I think one will be the winner. Outside of that, I'd be surprised. I mean, I know there's a lot of buzz, Matt, about Texas A&M. That didn't look great week one. We'll see what they do this weekend.
I'm not a Texas A&M guy myself, but how about Alabama? Bet from an opener of 21-29.
And it was all losers.
And Missouri scores with no time on the clock 38-19 the final. I think that cost you, didn't it, Tim?
I had a bad number. I got it at 27.5, so I didn't get it early. I should have bet the first half. Should have bet the first half inning.
Bama's 16.5 right now against A&M next week.
A lot of people high on A&M. This is year three of Jimbo. You know, eight starters back on offense.
Barely escaped Vandy.
Kellen Mond back. Yeah, team that probably will win zero games. They barely beat Vanderbilt this week.
This game is in Tuscaloosa this week.
Vinny, you think that number goes up, or is 16.5 the right number
there? I think it probably – I think we'll see a 17 and see what they do with it. Wouldn't shock me. I think it goes up before it comes down. Yeah.
I'm just playing the first half now. I'm just listening to Vinny. Vinny, you need to be my inner voice. I'll be your outer voice, too.
Bet the first half.
All right. Quick look again at the NBA Finals, Vinny, and give us a game one and series prices. By the way, breaking news in the NBA today. The Doc is out. Doc Rivers out as head coach of the Clippers after their early playoff exit. What do you have for Heat Lakers in the NBA Finals?
Game one, Matt. Lakers 5.5 down to 5 right now, but I can assure you that there'll be plenty of Laker money. And 218 for the total, just a little move to the under. There'll be plenty of Laker and over and Heat and over parlays when we get to Wednesday. So series price, Lakers went from 4-1 to 360. The Heat went from plus 330 to plus $3. And, of course, either team in the exact number of games, the Heat in 4, 5, 6, and 7 respectively, 40-1, 18, 9, and 8. The Lakers, if you think they're going to sweep, 4-1, plus 275 in 5, 6 games, 7-2, and 5.25 if you think it goes 7.
Tim, pick the exact result of the finals. Who do you have?
Man, Heat in 4.
All right.
I will say, I think this goes, what's Lakers in 7?
5.25, plus a little over 5-1.
The Lakers in 7.
How about Heat in 7? What do you get there, Vinny?
8-1.
Ooh. I just feel like.
Game 7, by the way, it's going to be on a neutral court. We haven't had this before.
No.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Well, if you're going to bet them, then just bet them on the money line every game if you're going to think they're going to sweep.
I didn't say roll sweep. It.
You said Heat in 4, right?
I joked and said Heat in 4. Right. Jacob, our producer, said, I guess at DraftKings, I think it opened 100-1 Heat in 4. Jacob was intrigued about Heat in 4. LeBron's not getting swept by the
Heat. No, I'm intrigued by the Heat maybe in 6 or 7.
I could see that.
Heat in 6?
I could see that.
7, 9, 8-1?
Okay. The way that LeBron played on Saturday night to me, I feel like there's a part of LeBron that sees that the seas have parted. He's getting older. This is year 17. This might be his last chance as the alpha on the Lakers. And the performance he had in game 5 was throwback. 16 points in the fourth quarter, 38, 15, and 10. He was incredible in that game. So
perfect storyline, too. He gets to face his former team, Miami Heat, former coach Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley.
Tons of storylines. Riley dramatic. Gets to face his former team. He was all mad at LeBron when he left. Yeah, there's all sorts
Anthony
of storylines.
Anthony Davis, free agent, right? He said and signed beyond this year, right?
Interesting. He'll be back.
This is going to be a good NBA final.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I think so.
Miami Heat's going to make this more than competitive.
I think Spoelstra, if people didn't know it by now, Spoelstra proved, in my opinion, running circles around Brad Stevens, that he is an elite coach. You know, I think a lot of random Joes will say, well, yeah, he won 2 titles with LeBron and Wade and Bosch. That's not that hard to do. What he has been doing is very impressive. I think Brad Stevens, I won't say he's overrated, but I think everyone has fallen in love with Brad Stevens. I think Spoelstra and Nick Nurse, in my opinion, have surpassed him as top-tier coaches.
That's fair. A lot of people in Boston, a lot of TikTok people will agree with you right now. Brad Stevens not always cracked up to be.
A lot of people with Celtic tickets. And I don't mean season tickets.
You mean tickets to win the East in the finals like I had? At least I bet the Heat and in that last game against us last night, I bet the Heat.
We should have bet the. Remember, you and I talked about the series price because we thought it was more of a pick 'em. Heat was plus 120 to open that series. Somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, series betting turned out pretty well just playing it game by game.
Yeah.
You could kind of see the Celtics were out of gas and Miami Heat just better basketball team. It was pretty obvious, I thought, through the first three games of that series. Vinny, you tried to entertain us with some hockey talk during the break. We were not having it.
You're not
we'll
having
let you
it
talk to the audience. Game six, Tampa Bay trying to hoist the cup tonight, and Dallas trying to extend the series to seven games. What do you have for price?
The Lightning from 60 to 65, total 5/40. It's informative, Matt. Entertaining and informative here at VSiN, as you know. Did you? And you said you did not see any of the game on Saturday. It was a great game, a double overtime game. Hey, listen, look, this game is on tonight. This, if it was, I'll say it again. If it was the Golden Knights, it would be five times the handle.
Sure.
You know, but I have to tell you, it's been a terrific series between these two teams. So,
so the over is 2-0-3 with no fewer than five goals in any game, total of five.
Mm-hmm. 5/40 right now.
You have an opinion on the total tonight or no?
I think it's going to be another tight game, actually. But, I mean, it's wow. – although it could be – you know, you might see – I mean, 5/40, Matt, is basically 5.5, you know, so.
All right, baseball tomorrow. Before we go on the air here on My Guys in the Desert, we're going to have a couple baseball games that start. First one's going to be Astros Twins. That's Zach Greinke against Kenta Maeda. Vinny, looks like South Point's got Minnesota about 160.
Yeah, that's up from $1.45, Matt, now sitting at a dollar, just shy of 160. And the total on this one, 7.5 over. The Twins, the Twin City Bombers, they're just thankful they don't have to play the Bronx Bombers in the first round of the playoffs.
No, the Twins have lost 16 straight playoff games.
Yeah, but mostly to the Yankees, right?
Oh, yeah, it's an October tradition of the Yankees knocking out the Twins.
A team that's lost 16 straight playoff games, which doesn't really matter going into this series. It's irrelevant, though. Pretty big favorites in the series over the Astros, who have a lot of stars with World Series experience.
Well, you got a lot of stars with World Series experience, but no Cole, no Verlander, right? Three best of three here. So pitching is going to be, I think, paramount.
And, Matt, you mentioned the reason you're on the Indians is the Yankees have struggled away from home. The Astros are 9-23.
Yeah.
9-23 on the road this year.
$1.70, Matt, the Twins in the series.
All right, White Sox A's, Lucas Giolito, Jesus Luzardo, and it's a total of 7.5 at the Oakland Coliseum. White Sox favored, Vinny.
Yeah, slightly, Matt. $1.23 now that we opened it at $1.26. So a little bit of a move to the dog here. And look, White Sox, free swingers. They're dangerous, but I think the A's, you know what? They have failed in the postseason in recent years. But the biggest thing for them has been, I think the surprise is Jack Lamb, right? Taking over at third base.
Jake Lamb.
Yeah. Jake Lamb, sorry.
Yeah. I think you were thinking of Jack Ham.
Jack Ham. Yeah, him too. Jake Lamb.
Toronto
replacing Matt Chapman.
That's right. Blue Jays going with Matt Shoemaker against Blake Snell, who's minus 185, it looks like, tomorrow at the Trop. That's 7.5 the total. And tomorrow we'll talk about this game. Starts at 4 p.m. Pacific. Yankees and Indians, Garrett Cole, Shane Bieber, a pick'em, total of 6.5. Vinny, last update on Monday Night Football, Chiefs and Ravens.
3.5, holding steady, Matt. 3.5, and the total up again, 55.5, no shock.
And Murray, you have a play tonight.
Hip to be square. I'm going over. Got it 54. We'll see. Don't feel great about it.
At least you got it over a better number.
You didn't go over 55.5. Be happy. Temporarily, as low it may be.
I'll try to be happier than Matt tomorrow.
All right, that does it. Up next on VSiN, you've got, who's up next? Yeah. Danny Burke, Gil Alexander. Stay tuned to VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.